Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our special guest today is Harry Mehet, and he's going to share some more amazing, encouraging stories of what it was like to grow up in communist Romania, and also some of the lessons that he learned how God is ultimately still in control. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Harry, welcome back to Faith and Freedom. You have shared some amazing stories this week with regards to growing up in communist Romania. In the United States, of course, we start the school day on Monday and go through Friday. But in other places around the world, in communist Romania where you grew up, the school day started not on Monday, but on Sunday. And so for you and other Christians, that posed a real quandary. Do you go to the mandatory public school that day, or do you go to church? Do you stay at home in fellowship with family and friends? And you made decisions that ultimately caused you to be ridiculed when you ultimately did go to school on Monday, the second day of school. Tell us about it.
That's right, Matt. The communist government wanted to control every aspect of our lives, and a chief among those were matters of conscience and of religious significance. And so the reason that they had forced people to be in school, students to be in school on Sunday, was not because there was a lot of schoolwork to be done. In fact, it was often busy, mindless work, cleaning things up. The reason that school was in session on Sunday is because they knew that if we were in school, then we could not be out worshiping God or enjoying time with our families. And so that was the whole point. And so we knew that was their reasoning and their point. And we also knew what God had called us to do. And so in this particular context, we felt and we believed that we owed our allegiance to God. And so we chose to go and to worship on Sunday. Sometimes it was in underground, rundown buildings in secret, but we were not in school. And so on Mondays, when we showed up at school, there were these public school-wide assemblies put together whose purpose were to identify, to single out the few people that had not been in school on Sunday. We were invited to come from the crowd out front so that everybody could see us, and then led and encouraged by the administrators and the teachers of the school, our classmates would make fun of us, would sometimes spit at us and throw things at us and call us derogatory names. Their favorite one was the repenters. They called us the repenters. Hmm. That was supposed to be hurtful, but it was actually quite true. We were we were repenters, and that was, we wore that badge with pride. But it was it wasn't like the one-on-one bullying that we might see happening in a school today.
This was a corporate school program led by the school administrators.
That's right, for the purpose of bringing us into total submission and subjection and surrender to their godless agenda. And so, God was good and gracious through us, even in those circumstances. We never felt alone. And we continued to be obedient to him and to what he had called us to do.
I think it's so important that you tell your story. And I'm sure you probably want to shout it from the rooftops when you hear these politicians talking about, oh, let's create a socialist country here in America. Because you have lived through it and you know how priceless freedom is.
Well, that's right. I've lived through a regime that was a socialist communist regime, a regime that wanted to control everything. And, I got to see, what universal free healthcare is like. For example, we had it in Romania. It was, one payer system controlled entirely by the government. But I have to tell you, the way we would insult someone in Romania, if you wanted to insult them, is you'd wish them a hospital stay, because, joking aside and kidding aside, no matter what your condition was, going into a communist socialist hospital, the chances were very good that you would not come out alive. It was really that bad. And so you get what you pay for in that situation. And that was the case across the board. You know, whatever the government controls, the government usually messes up, sometimes willfully, as was the case in Romania. And so going through those experiences, you know, watching a regime that was so bent on taking God out of society altogether, no public expressions of faith, whether in the public square or especially in school. And, you know, fast forwarding that now, you know, 30 plus years later, and seeing how dedicated and zealous some of the people on the left are to expel God out of our public square, out of our society, and out of our schools, to send people to jail for expressing their faith in a public school, for example, really harkens back and brings back memories of what I went through and what I left in order to come here and enjoy freedom in the land of the free.
A few years ago on Constitution Day, it happened actually on the day in September of celebrating our annual Constitution Day, you and I were in the panhandle of Florida. And I remember walking through this large crowd of people that were there in support of Frank Lay and the other defendant that we were representing, because they were on trial. They were being prosecuted for having a short prayer over a meal. Tell us about that experience, because for me, it was surreal. And as I saw you in the courtroom, and I was in the courtroom, you were on one side of our clients, I was on the other side, and the prosecutor turning around, pointing to our clients as though they were criminals. And what the issue was is one person just simply had a short prayer over a meal.
That's right. We're talking about Frank Lay and Robert Freeman, the high school principal and athletic director at Pace High School in Santa Rosa, Florida. They have a gathering of adults, voluntary gathering on school grounds to thank the people in the community for investing into a new field house that they were able to build at Pace High School. So they wanted to thank them and to serve them a meal, a lunch. And, you know, before they sit down to eat this lunch at this public school, Frank looks at Robert and says, "Hey, Robert, would you bless the meal?" Robert says, "Sure," and they bow their heads. All of these adults, voluntary of their own free will, they bow their heads and they say a 30-second prayer of thanksgiving for the meal, for the people, for the new field house. And the next thing you know, Frank Lay and Robert Freeman are indicted in a federal court case for criminal contempt of a court order that had previously said no expression of faith at all in the public schools of Santa Rosa County. Now they're indicted, and the indictment, I mean, it just took our breath away, Matt, when we looked at it. It said if they're guilty, they'd go to jail for 6 months, get fined thousands and thousands of dollars, and their 35 years of working for this school district would be wiped out. No retirement benefits for convicted felons. It was surreal. And like you said, we're sitting there, you know, 10 hours of testimony in this court, watching this the U.S. prosecutor point the finger at our client and you know, they did this and they did that, and all of this because they had said a prayer.
A short prayer.
For me, it was just so reminiscent of what I had seen my father go through when he was a pastor of the underground church in Romania, of what I had experienced. And, you know, sometimes people, they say, well, you know, they're just being hyperbolic or they're fear-mongering. That could never happen in the United States. Well, in fact, unfortunately, we're seeing more and more of our clients.
Yeah, we saw it right there.
More and more of our clients.
And what was amazing about that scene was it was on Constitution Day. The judge set the case on Constitution Day, probably unknowingly. And I've never seen a painting as large as what was in that courtroom. And it was of the Constitution where they're praying over founding the country of the United States of America.
Yep.
Well, fortunately, we won that case, but
we sure
that
did.
Is really a surreal moment. I will never forget. Harry, you'll never forget it as well. And it's why we have to maintain vigilance to maintain our freedom, because this can happen if we take our freedom for granted. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Go to our subscribe button and subscribe to our emails and our newsletters, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.